peace of mind and you're calm and composed. You're more like the taste of wine and I'm chasing a high. And know that baby, I haven't fallen down. Will you pick me up? Will you take my hand? Give me another chance when I fuck up. Or maybe we're supposed to be enemies. Maybe I'm selfish and conceited. Maybe you're over this and me. Maybe I should go just back and leave. But then we stare each other down. And I can feel the something down deep. Then the words tumble out you. Boy, we're best when we don't speak. Let your body say,
let's make love or make some out of blank.
Let your body set.
Let's make love.
Hello, hello.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another week of When We Make Music. Spencer and I coming at you live again, once again. Again, another rousing week of WMFO training, forming the future of the station.
Yeah, it's like Christmas come early. Again.
It is like Christmas come early. Each one of you is a gift to us. So, why don't y'all introduce yourself again?
With that in mind.
Are we doing any special introduction things?
Yeah.
Spencer,
what do you think?
remind all of our valued listeners of your name. where you're from, because I don't think we went through that last time. And then if you're wearing a t-shirt, where should the sleeves be? Should they be past the elbow? Should they be, like, how far up? Should they be sleeveless? Like, preference in terms of sleeve length.
That's a really good question.
I've been pondering it all week.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, you, yes.
Should I start us off?
Go. Please do.
I'm Lily. I'm from Vermont. And I'm definitely a fan of tank tops / no sleeves.
Wow.
Love it.
Wow, yep. Lily.
What about when you're wearing a t-shirt?
Just the, like, normal mid-length of the arm, a little bit above halfway.
A little bit above.
Yeah. At least for me.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. Okay, hey everyone. I'm Cyrus. I'm from Baltimore.
Hey.
Lit. But thinking about sleeve length, I prefer long sleeve tees, but I like to push them up a little below the elbow. I think that's a move. But yeah, that's me.
Hey, I'm Gerard.
Gerard's on the board.
I'm from Melrose, Massachusetts, just the town over. I don't know. I think a good, like, short sleeve length is, like, kind of, like, at the bicep. Like, I'll do, like, a little, like, roll. Mm-hmm. Like, a little, like, roll or two up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The roll's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm Will Wilson. I'm from Idaho, and I'll agree with Gerard. I think the t-shirt should be right about at the bicep, but I've never heard of the roll. That's interesting. It's like, is that like the roll,
like, high
with
fashion.
Pants? Okay.
So it's what the kids are doing these days.
Yeah.
Speaking of cuffing, how do we feel about cuffing shorts, pants?
One cup for pants. 2 cups for pants.
Yeah.
And then I'd say like 1 cup for shorts. Yeah. If any, but like a short should have like a good hem, like right above the knee.
Pants you can cuff. Shorts though, I don't.
I've never seen a short cuff.
I've never seen a short cuff.
Because then you look like Crocodile Dundee if you have it like all like rolled like all the way up.
I agree, but I like the look of some kind of khaki shorts that are a little like bulkier than I would wear, and then rolling them up a lot so that kind of like. There's a large circle around each of my thighs.
If you own it. What about like these shorts I'm wearing right now? Like these?
That's like a good length though.
We're talking like an 8-inch inseam here.
Interesting.
But also as the female in the room, the short that's like longer and then rolled up, that's a much better look than just the plain short. Just saying.
Wow, that's a contentious opinion.
Nick, the way that you described cuffing of shorts made it seem like you were like talking about like rings around a planet.
Each cuff represents a year of my life. As I grow older, my cuffs grow bigger. Dendrochronology is the analysis of tree age based on its rings.
We learned this in 7th grade. That was like one of the few things that I remember from 7th grade.
Well,
I don't even know why.
Last year, I'm so sorry. I didn't go to your high school. Great.
Yeah. Cool. So, we're going to...
Hey, Gerard, do you want to hit us with a station ID?
Sure.
What's the name of the show again?
This is When We Make Music, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Beautiful.
Wow. That was gorgeous.
That was really smooth.
Did we get that? That should be like our automatic.
We should record that.
Yeah.
And fall asleep to it. So can another one of our lovely trainees explain what's the policy, the WFO policy on station IDs, when and how frequently they need to happen?
On the spot.
Chinese trainees, which I'm just false assumptions, but I'm assuming we have no Chinese trainees. Do we? Does anyone here identify as Chinese?
No. It's a no.
No. Okay, just our normal trainees then. Our non-Chinese trainees. So stage IDs, what are they? When do they happen? How frequently?
Every 15 minutes?
Once at the beginning.
Yeah.
I gotta study more.
Good try, Will Wilson.
Wait, isn't it beginning and end?
Like
a book ends.
Yeah. Well, it's good. Yeah, it's good to sign off with it, I think, too. Bookend it.
It's also good just in case the next DJs forget to do the station ID, so then if you have it at the end.
Right, and then worst case, people just hear, there's just better branding. They just hear the name more often.
Exactly.
91.5 Don't Feel.
We have a show that's just people saying the station ID.
Wow.
I don't know, but well, there are in Rivendell some really cool station IDs of like interesting mixes.
Like Steven Tyler says it?
Yeah. They have like famous people that have like, they've just like, I don't know, someone was at a concert and was like, hey, like say the station ID and we'll put it like, that's how I imagine it happened. But yeah.
Sweet.
Gerard, how you feeling about playing the next song on the queue on that laptop over the air?
Sure.
Sweet.
Yeah.
This is a pick from Lily. Lily, anything you want to say about this?
Newly released. Off the album AO by Bomba Stereo. This song's called Internationales.
Originales, super internacionales. Escuchamos tus consejos y aprendemos tus modales. Y aunque somos diferentes, a la vez somos iguales. En la misma situación, en distintos lugares. Somos internacionales, sin importar cuántos ni cuáles. Somos los originales, somos internacionales. Y somos la sangre que corre en la vena. Sí, es el sentir de mi raíz. Ya soy un colombiano, ya soy americano, ya soy un ciudadano del mundo. Ya soy un mexicano, ya soy dominicano, de la misma raza, el mismo color. Baila, baila, que
waking from this hibernation. I am drifting fast from this gray concentration. And I can't wait for sin and see for that perfect photo of you and me. And the waves, the waves. You'll finish reading and follow me. And this is our beach, our piece of paradise. I should have been here for my whole life. And the waves, the waves. I was made for tropics, and I was made for tropics, and I was made for the waves, the waves.
All right.
Hey. We back on the mics.
We back on. Thanks. Thanks for informing us. Like, I had no idea.
We're back, baby. Better than ever.
Can you fools sit down or something? You look ridiculous right now.
You look ridiculous.
Okay.
Just keep talking.
So can someone tell me what we should do right now?
We gotta recap the song.
Oh, Gerard, I asked the least pointed question ever, and you answered perfectly. So Lily, Gerard, can someone give a little recap of what we've been jamming to?
Sure.
I don't think we've recapped anything yet, so this is essential.
Yeah. Getting the phone call?
Oh, was it blinking?
Yeah.
I thought it was on it. I'm gonna redo it. Just
Let's recap and then we'll
one thing at a time. All right. So recap. First, we had Kai Straw with Friction. Then we had Bomba Stereo, Internacionales. We had Montreabrin. Does anyone have a better pronunciation?
Mana Ray Brin.
All right.
Unclear.
I've heard it go both ways.
Tropics, Moon Taxi with Morocco, and Madonna Borderline.
Perfect. Thank you for recapping. Wow, we might get a call here at any point. That would be crazy, wouldn't it? But while we're not getting... Oh.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Nick, you couldn't see that. Oh.
Lily, that was flawless.
That was flawless.
Thank you.
That was better than Nick and I have ever... That. Yeah, it was better than we've ever done that.
Wow. I love it. Got any questions for me? Since you called me?
How's it like out in the hallway?
I'll be in a sec.
I love how he said since you called him when he was the callee.
You hang up.
I did hang up. I was done. with that conversation.
That was so smooth, Lily. I'm speechless.
Yeah.
Wait, like Nick and I like fiddle around with it every time and we're like,
It's just a blinking button that I pressed.
Well, yeah. This is true.
We gotta consult. You make it
sound so simple.
Taught her that, everybody.
Yeah. Since you are clearly
you guys are good teachers.
Since you're clearly more in the know than we are, do you mind just like giving a quick walkthrough of how you approached that situation?
Yes. So the mics were already on. So first box is checked. And then we got a call. There was a flash up here, and there was another flash on this little phone button that says set down here, and I press that. Turned up the slider, turned on the, what's each of these like little station and things come? Just turned it on.
Channel.
Channel, turned on the channel. And we talked to Nick for a hot sec. Yeah.
Amazing.
What were you feeling? Were you nervous?
The heat of the moment.
It went pretty smoothly.
Yeah.
Gotta say.
Do you know offhand how to answer a call without putting it on air?
So we were trying to go through this. I think you hold this, press this down, and then press the answer button.
Yes. Wow.
Wow.
I mean, didn't even look at this.
Can you repeat that for the folks back
at
home?
You hold down talkback, then you press preview. Then you take your fingers off the board and press answer. Or do you hold them on and press answer?
I'm pretty sure you just need to press it.
Yeah, I think you just press it.
But yeah.
Yeah, hold, press, let go, press and slash it. Great.
Astounding. That was, yeah.
Seamless.
Truly seamless. Will Wilson.
What's up? Spence?
That's me.
What's up?
Any good nicknames with the alliteration in your name that you've been subjected to throughout your life?
There's Will Wilson.
just Will.
Mm. I see what they're
calling. And that's about it. Cool. That's all anyone calls me.
Any Billy?
I hate it. I don't. Yeah. No, please. Billy. It's okay. It's just I'm not there yet in my life. I feel like that's an older name.
Or Billy.
Really young person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I was always Will. Will Wilson wasn't even a nickname until college.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Does anyone have like any nicknames that people have called them or that they would like to be called? We can start something here.
Chair Bear? Probably not.
Chair Bear?
I feel like you've gotten it before.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
Chair
Bear.
I really like it.
Oh, all right. Struck gold.
Wow. No, everyone asks if I like to be called Jerry.
No.
Jerry.
Yeah,
like,
Jerry.
You know how people like go to college and they like get like a new name and they like kind of like change their identity and like stuff like that. And it was like, I'm going to go buy a Jerry. And then it was like, no, I'm not.
Yeah. No. I feel like that's got to be,
commitment.
I don't know if we're there yet for me to call you Jer Bear.
Yeah.
But I just did. So so we're there. Yeah.
Cyrus, any sci-fi action?
Very little sci-fi action. Okay. I get sci-fi, which is, I guess that's sci-fi action.
Scientific.
Yeah, scientific fiction. So I get sci-fi. I get sci. Yeah.
Do you prefer either of those nicknames, or do you just like Cyrus? Do you not mind?
Cyrus, Cy, whatever works, whatever flows off the tongue. You know,
it's such a cool name. You know,
thanks, man. I appreciate.
You don't need a nickname.
I appreciate that.
Name. Yeah.
Names with Y's. I like names with Y's, but not as the last letter.
Right.
Oh, right.
Jerry. Spencer, yeah. I've been calling you Sawyer lately.
Yeah.
That's got a Y.
Yeah, I'm into it. throughout high school, I was exclusively called Sperry, Spencer Perry.
Ooh, I like that.
How fitting.
Yeah, that's how
called Lilith or Hughes Bucket.
wait, a little more. Is there any context to that?
Yes. My last name is Houston.
Okay.
So,
so naturally, the only thing that you can do from there is.
wait, so what your DJ name is?
Will Hughes.
Will Hughes. I like that.
That was my dad's nickname in high school.
Will Hughes.
Yeah, Lil
Huey.
No, Lil Huey. It is Lil Huey.
I like Lil Huey. That's
no, it's Lil nice. Huey. My best friend calls me Hughes exclusively. Like, I've never heard the word Lily come out of her mouth. She just calls me Hughes. But my DJ name is Lil Huey.
Speaking of Lil Huey, I posed this question to Nick not too long ago. If we were in a vegetable rap group, what would your name be? I would be Little Asparagus.
Certainly did not answer this question.
Maybe it was Gabe.
My so I saw my cousin for the first time in like 8 years on Saturday.
Wow,
and it was
how
the
was
first
it?
Time. It was great. It was so fun. It was the first time we were like the same age, you know, because she's like 3 years older than me. So I feel like we've reached the same point in our lives now. And her friend wanted to start a rap group where they were all had different names that had something to do with corn. Oh, so she was like Lil Popcorn.
Serendipity, I love
it. And her
it.
Her friend was like Lil Corn Cob. Wow, there's some other ones. I forget what, like shredded corn or something.
Not all of them like met the same expectations as the first one.
Yeah. No, I feel like Lil Corn Cob is pretty good.
Lil Corn Cob.
Wait, what were you gonna say? What's your
I'm just working with the carrot with the
oh, carrot. I'm working carrot too.
Young carrot.
Carrot top.
Carrot top. Carrot top. Carrot top. Drop top.
I'm thinking like Brocco boy. Brocky boy.
Brocco boy.
Yeah, nice. Brocco boy. I like broccoli.
I like broccoli too. A lot of people don't like broccoli.
Broccoli's like my favorite vegetable.
No, it's such a good. Thank you. It's such a good vegetable.
Yeah, fat asparagus.
Okay, one.
I've come to respect asparagus more.
Veggies.
I only eat my veggies. I only eat veggies.
What's everyone's thoughts on cauliflower?
I like it.
The lesser version of broccoli, but still great.
All comes from mustard seeds originally.
Wait, actually,
it's
Knowledge us.
It was wild mustard, basically. And then through domestication, we got a large family of broccoli, cauliflower, kale, kohlrabi, and mustard seeds.
guys, poll around the room. Guess how many listeners we have tonight?
Ooh. I'm going to say 9.
Oh, any other guesses?
6. Shoot.
Yes. 7.
Wait, I just saw the number 256.
That's like, not the number. We have 10. We have 10 wonderful
double digits,
listeners.
Double digits.
We love you guys.
That's really
And what is the name of the tool that you're using to check that?
Really? Shoutcast.
Ooh. Another one of those tabs. On
That's my
the
rap name. Shoutcast. Because of Outcast.
There we go. Yeah.
Okay. How much more time we got?
Yeah. Let's just give that space, everyone.
What a beat. All
right, song.
I have a song.
Hit it. Sing. Sing it.
Oh, sing it?
Sure.
Oh, that's not it.
Does anyone play musical instruments here? I know, Cyrus, you play the drums. Nick, I mean, you're a renaissance man when it comes to these things, but...
Stop.
Primarily guitar, yes. Right?
I think this is 2.
I know how to play the hook from Portland.
Oh,
on the recorder.
Oh, I know it.
Heck, yeah. Heck, yeah. I love that. Do you have a recorder with you?
Not with, like, in my back pocket, but I have one at home. It was pretty great. It took me a few days. All right, we're gonna get some music up here. Here we go.
Of a feather, we rock together. And if we got a problem, we talk together. So let's head down south, escape the bad weather. Ooh, 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 ooh. The rain came through my treetop and washed away so many things I couldn't learn till I went through. I didn't know till I met you. Now I'm learning the hard way. Learning the hard way. Learning the hard way to be true. Now I'm learning the hard way. Birds of a feather, we rock together. And if we got a problem, we talk together. Thank you.
The sun came to my treetop, and it shone so bright it lit up everything. Shone the light of something that was so true. And suddenly I knew the time to have you. I'm learning the hard way, learning the hard way, learning the hard way to be true. I'm learning the hard way. Birds of a feather, we rock together.
We rock
if we
together.
Got a problem, talk together.
We talk together.
Thought that I'd feel better, but now I got a bellyache.
got a bellyache.
Hello. Harry, you want to give us a little rundown of what we just heard?
We just heard... Is this on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
We just heard Wolfpack with two songs, Dean Town and Birds of a Feather, We Rock Together. We also heard Billie Eilish with Bellyache.
Beautiful. So it's getting towards the end of the hour, so I think we should squeeze in a little PSA. So, Harry, if you want to go ahead and we're going to actually, let's go for the automated one. So, click on Rivendell, which is on the left side, the explosion-y one. And then you're going to go to anything that says PSA on it, and then click, double-click on it, and turn RD main up.
Started, but it didn't.
Did it stop?
So for this
I'm probably
test,
okay
we're gonna
to have one more drink before I drive home.
Turn the mics off so that we can hear it over
here. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Okay, good PSA. And should we just play out with some music?
Yeah.
You wanted to do...
Yeah, I
wanted to
oh,
do...
Vinyl.
Vinyl. Oh, why don't we do... We'll go into that last. So why don't we play one more song off the computers, and then we'll end it with a little vinyl. So does anyone have one they want to play? Or...
Gerard does. Gerard.
Station ID? What you... Yeah. You want to hit us with the station ID, Harry?
Where is that?
Oh, okay.
That one.
This is
When We Make Music.
This is When We Make Music.
Yeah, it is.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Beautiful. And now, why don't you toss up the
tunes? Is it Oxhorn?
Vacation to Malaysia. You my baby, the paparazzi flashing crazy. She swallowed the bottle while I sit back and smoke gelato. Walk in my mansion, 20,000 painting Picasso. Bitch, it be dipping, dabbing with niggas like a nacho. Took up a pen and diamond dancing like Rick Ricardo. She having it with the color working on the bachelor. I know you got a pass, I got a pass that's in the back of us. Average, I'ma make a million on the average. I'm riding with no brain, bitch, I'm out of it.